Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Yes, yes, we're going to get started with a wonderful song. Yes, because you know it's Christmas time. And it's my favorite time of the year, family. Yes, 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 it is Christmas time, and it is my favorite time of the year. How about I start off with one of my favorite songs, Be Mine for Christmas. Would you be mine?
We can go outside and play in the snow. Break it down like Eskimos. Simply stated, there's no place I'd rather be. It's Christmas time for you and me, girl. Spread love, peace, and joy throughout the world. While every little boy's trying to find something for his favorite girl. Yes, baby, your Santa Claus is on his way. He'll be keeping you satisfied Christmas Day. What can I do to make your dreams come true? For Christmas, what can I bring to make your heart sing so you'll be mine for Christmas? Have a Merry Christmas, babe. Hey girl,
there'll be jingle bells for you and me. We'll snuggle by the Christmas tree. A celebration of green and gold. We'll sing along to Nat King Cole. Good tidings to all and to all good cheer. I just wanna know my baby's here, keeping me warm all through the night. Yeah, I've got an angel by my side. What can I do to make your dreams come true for Christmas? What can I bring to make your heart sing tonight so you will be
anything?
All I want is the joy you bring.
I'll give you my heart wrapped up in a fold. La 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 la, all the way we go, girl. It's Christmas when I'm loving you, yeah.
What can I do,
hey,
to make your dreams come true for Christmas?
Be mine for Christmas. What can I bring you, girl?
Oh.
I wanna make your dreams come true so you'll be mine.
I wanna be yours.
Will you be mine, baby?
Yes, be mine.
Oh, for Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas, girl.
You think you're bad, don't you? I know you do.
You said anything?
God give you anything.
Be mine.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram. And yes, that was Kim, Be Mine for Christmas. You know, this is my favorite time of the year. Love is in the air. This is when we gift, we give, and we receive. It's just so much fun. The spirit of love, the spirit of giving. Thank you for tuning in today. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there really is only one power, one presence. And in this universe, we recognize this great spirit, known by many names, is one power, one presence. Oh, yes, known by many names. We call it God. God, yes. Oh, we recognize that God is all there is. And as we tune in to that mighty I Am presence, that one power, one presence, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not, to just move into a place of breathing. Breathing in through our nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, release through the mouth. And remember to breathe into the heart and deep into the diaphragm. So I want us to take a deep breath as we become still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Let's breathe. And release. I want you to breathe. Breathe in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Breathe deep into the heart, deep down into the diaphragm, and release through the mouth, remembering, family, be still and know that you are God. Breathe, family. And release. Sometimes you forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe, Father, Mother God. Let's breathe again, family. Let's breathe. And let's release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe again, family. Last time. And release. Oh, divine Mother, Father, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God, who dwells at the center of my mind and in the midst of my heart, come, Holy Spirit. As I come before you today, speaking from the transcending power of my I Am consciousness, I ask that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, every meditation of my heart come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in that sight. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, I accept. You remove every human created thought. Every human created thought, I ask you to remove, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and remove every human created ego right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. I ask that you remove all of me right now, God, that I may come empty, Holy Spirit, that you may fill my presence with the mighty higher mind consciousness, the mighty I am presence, that I may come from the transcending power. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and remove every energy of doubt, lack, fear, anything in me that is not living or coming from the truth of my being, knowing that I am perfect, whole, and complete. In this right now moment, I speak from my transcending power, God. I ask you to come and let me come empty, God, and let me feel, be filled by the presence of my mighty I am, to fill to the overflow, God, that I may speak from my higher mind consciousness in the presence of my God, Goddess energy, that I may speak every word that is your word, Holy Spirit. And in the midst of my heart, into your presence within me, I direct every word I speak, knowing that you, Holy Spirit, is the truth of who I am in this right now moment and what I am, my ultimate self-reality. The true self, my real self, and I set aside any part of me in my communication to others in order that you, Holy Spirit, my real self, may project the spirit of good to others through the vehicle of this communication in this right now moment, God. Oh, it's through you, and my real self is all that I need in life, that's drawn to me through the spiritual magnetism of your presence, which is all and controls all. And in this knowledge, I go forth right now, God, speaking words of your word. I go forth into life, embracing with it confidence, love, and knowledge, as it in turn embraces me with love in each and every one of us. For this we give thanks, God. For this we give absolute thanks, God. As we raise the vibratory energy of this call this morning, we give absolute gratitude, God. Oh, we give thanks for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Oh, we give thanks for each and every person under the sound of my voice on this morning, in this right now moment, God, calling forth all of your blessings this morning, God. Calling forth your blessings, God, in our life right now, knowing that we can speak those blessings. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, by the power in us that rises as the God goddesses that you created on this planet, knowing that we are manifestations of all life as one, that the pleasure that rises in each and every one of us, we create prosperity, abundance, wisdom, and strength in all areas of our life by the dimensions of love that dwells all through us in this circle. We know right now, God, that we rise highest together forever with the spirit of truth to rebuke anything that is not the truth of us right now, God, to increase and balance the universal promise of the blessed life that you have so given us today, God. We absolutely give thanks in this right now moment, God, knowing that you, God, are the giver of all dreams, God. You said in your word, it is you that gives thee the power to give wealth. You said in your word, it is you that gives the power, the richly of all things, God. Oh, you said it is your great desire, great pleasure to give us the desires of our heart, God. Oh, God, I'm calling forth your word today, God, standing on the very essence of what you said in your word today, God, that the divine presence of our higher God presence at the center of our mind, we call forth all the forces in us in the mighty, powerful name, nature, and consciousness in Jesus, God. Oh, we activate every force in our body. As we recognize that our mind is part of the infinite mind of God, therefore we can declare, therefore we can declare before the God of our being in this season that we can ask for the courage, the strength, and the clarity to do your will. Father, Mother God, as we ask you to cleanse our body, come Holy Spirit, cleanse every cell in our body of any thing that it remembers, God, that is not the truth right now, God. We ask you to release anything that's stored, the behavior, the patterns, anything, God, the data, any information that is stored in our bodies right now, God, that is not the truth, God. We ask you to let it release from our body right now, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, we ask you to cleanse our bodies right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and cleanse our mind, God. Any thoughts, Anything that's created in this thought that's not the truth of you, God, we ask you to remove it right now, God. Oh, God, we send it into the light of you right now. Send it back into the altar of you, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove any thought that's coming up in our mind, any information, any data, anything that's stored in our mind right now, God, that is not showing up as the truth of our perfection, as our completion. God, I ask you to remove it. I ask you to cleanse our heart today, God. Remove from the veil of our heart anything, God, that's causing us to not to live in the truth of who we are. I speak now to the God of our being. I call forth into the God of our being right now. You know, God, what we have desire of even before we ask. Yes, you do, God, because you are the ruling power of this universe, and we recognize that you are the ruling power over everything in our life. Lead us right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and guide us right now, God. Direct us right now, God, for we are open to receive all that you have in store for us. Come on, Holy Spirit. Recognizing that the God power within us is greater than anything can ever be outside of us. And so in this right now moment, we give thanks for the very essence of the power and the presence that lives in us as is all around us. We give thanks for our mind, God. We give thanks for you giving us the power of self-mastery over all things in our life right now, God. Oh, give us the power of self-discipline, God, the power of great habits, God, that we can live in the mighty authority and the mighty greatness that you called us to the planet to be right now, Holy Spirit. You called us to be an abundant God. Oh, you called us to the planet to live in an abundant way right now, God. Oh, I speak it forth in our life right now, God. I call forth every cell, every molecule, every organ in our body to follow forth with the abundance that you called us forth to be, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a blessing today, God, a blessing in our finances in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask you to bring forth a blessing over our finances right now, God. I ask you to open up the doors in the mighty name of Jesus to bring forth a blessing in the consciousness of our prosperity, that we will bring forth a mighty blessing right now in our money systems, God. Somebody came this morning with a mind to be blessed, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a blessing, God. You said in your word, God, that we shall have the blessings of Abraham, God. I'm calling forth that anointing right now, God. Oh, God, you said in your word that you shall give us the blessings of Abraham, that we shall be so blessed, God, that even the blessed shall call us blessed. Come on, Holy Spirit, do your stuff in every area of our life, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm calling forth restoration in marriages today, God. I'm calling forth the muzzle, God, that will put a muzzle over the mouth in our relationship, that any word that we speak shall not be spoken unless it's spoken with the love of honey through our lips, God. I'm asking you right now to restore relationships, God. I'm asking you to dispense your angels, a legion of angels around those who are in relationship right now, God. I'm asking you to send your loving angels around us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm calling forth a dispensing of angels around our relationships with our family today, God. Oh, I'm calling forth those legion of angels to come forth around us right now and do their will in us right now, God, that we can command those angels to go before us today, God, to create this beautiful gift that you gave to us as a present, to go before us to create ease, elegance, and grace. Come on, Holy Spirit. Thank you for releasing your legion of angels upon us today, God. Oh, that they should command, that we could command every area of our life for the angels to take care of, God, because you said that you would take care of our burdens, God, that we should place them upon you today, God. Oh, in a yoke, God, you said you would take care of it, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we call it forth. Anything that is just too much for us to bear today, we send it into the light of you today, God. Dispensing it into the legion of angels that you have called it forth, that you have given us command over today, God. Knowing that you said in your word we could speak to those mountains today, God. Well, I speak to those mountains today, God. Oh, in the mighty powerful name of Jesus, any disease in the body, God, I call it forth right now, God, and speak health over it right now, God. Oh, knowing that you are a God of victory. You are the God of victory, God. And so victory shall be ours in the mighty, powerful presence. As I invoke and invite the presence of you into this call, God, I give thanks in the mighty name of Jesus that we can feel your presence in our consciousness as we touch the hem of your garment. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, as we pick up our beds today and walk, Holy Spirit, as we shall be healed in the mighty name and consciousness of your Son, Christ Jesus. We call forth these blessings right now, God, knowing it is done, and it is done. And we say, amen. Amen, God. Amen, 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 amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. As we give thanks for the mighty presence. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. We give thanks to the land and the soil. Good morning, land and the soil. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire. Good morning to our most beneficent, powerful legions of angels. Good morning as we invite and invoke your presence into this call this morning. Good morning, angels. Come, angels. Good morning, my favorite archangels. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. As we invite the archangels into our call, good morning, archangels. Wow. Good morning to our ascended masters. As we give homage to those, as we invite the presence of the ascended masters into this call. Good morning, good morning, good morning, ascended masters. Good morning, good morning, good morning, ascended masters. Our master guides and spirit guides. Good morning, master guides and spirit guides. As we invite and invoke their presence into this call, as we pay homage to all of those who have walked this journey before us, as we pay homage to those who sacrificed their life and left a legacy called us today, as we speak the names of our known ancestors this morning, we send love. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. As we give thanks for your presence in our life, and as we acknowledge the unknown ancestors this morning, we give thanks even to our unknown ancestors. As we speak their name in our minds, in our hearts, giving thanks for the very essence of who they are in our life, we give thanks. As I give thanks to my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, as I give thanks for the very essence of her life, for being the vehicle that sent me to the planet, I pay homage to her this morning. And to those who also gave life to you that may not be on the planet, we give thanks. Mama Colette, Nisha Scott. Wow. We thank you, ancestors, as we stand here paying homage to our ancestors. We give thanks for those descendants that will come behind us. We give thanks for the recognition of the very essence of who they are in us today. Thank you, descendants. Wow. Good morning, good morning. As I invite and invoke and give thanks for the presence of you, yes, you. Of all the places you could be, you chose to be right here on the love journey. And yes, you tuned in to the love journey. And I give thanks to you this morning. I give thanks for you to stop by very beautiful place. They call this a prayer line. You know they call this a prayer line, but you know I call it an experience. You see, I call this a love experience. Yes. I call this a love experience. Many people call it a prayer line, but I call it a love experience. Welcome to your love experience, family. Welcome to the love experience. Yes, this is the love journey. Good morning, family. Peace, peace to the gods and goddesses. Love, love to each and every one of you this morning, family. To my kings and queens, my millionaires and billionaires, to each and every one of you, I say good morning, good morning, good morning, gods and goddesses. You know, it wouldn't be no me without you. And so today, with my profound gratitude, I say thank you. Because it's the love journey that has stretched me, grown me, and allowed me to be who I am today. And so today, I just want to say thank you, family. In the part of my year that I love the most, the part of the year where we give and we receive, family, I'm just super, super excited because, you know, God is all there is. And this time of the year reminds me of what life should be about all the year, time of the year, 365 days, the spirit of love, the spirit of giving, the spirit of receiving. The spirit of circulation. So today I say good morning, and the God in me honors the God in you. The love in me honors and greets the love in you this morning. The light in me greets and honors the light in you this morning. And as we get ready to get started today, we're going to talk about receiving, being in preparation to receive God's goodness. And so I'm going to play one of my... Well, I guess I have a lot of favorite Christmas songs, right, y'all? Well, this was one of my favorite songs by many different people, but I'm going to play it by the whispers. This is called My Favorite Things. You tuned in to the love journey.
Favorite.
That was the whisper. My favorite thing. I like that by many different people. And that was one of them. I like it by Luther Vandross. Al Jarreau and Kathleen Battles. I could go, I got it by everybody you could think of. Chicago. Oh, that's a whole nother thing. But we're in the Christmas season, and you know I love the Christmas season. Again, I remind you, I love it because of the spirit of love, the giving and the receiving, and which happens to be what we're going to be talking about today, the spirit of preparation. We have to be prepared to receive, Holy Family. How many know that there's a preparation to receiving God's goodness? We got to make room for what God has for us today, family. Oh, family, we have to get prepared for this great thing. So we're going to take you back to Moses. I know you're like, God, she's staying up there with Moses. Because, see, when God called Moses to do a new thing. That's why he told him to take his shoes off, because he wanted them to think different. Because remember, family, we talked about the fact that shoes and the feet represent what? We said that. We said that feet represent understanding. And today we're going to get an understanding of what it means, family, to move into that space of knowing when God is trying to do a new thing in our life. And God is calling us to that next space. But we got to be prepared, family. We got to get prepared in our minds and our bodies to receive all of God's goodness in our life. So let's talk about Moses. Let's talk about the goodness of Moses in the Hebrew. You see, Moses knew the importance of preparation. He knew that while the Hebrews were still in the wilderness amid their barren experiences, they must begin to mentally prepare to receive for their blessings. Otherwise, they would not be able to recognize and accept blessings when they came. In the 8th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses used the law of preparation. And the book of Deuteronomy is one of the most majestic, fascinating and practical books of the Bible, because the word Deuteronomy means what? The repetition of the law. Now we realize that Exodus is a place, it means to exit out. When you're in the midst of the trouble or something and you want to get out, you go to Exodus because it shows us how to get out of those barren places. Deuteronomy just is the repetition of the law. It reminds us of what is the spiritual law. Towards the end of Moses' life, he was reminded of the Hebrews, of how far they had came. He described in detail the abundance that was awaiting in them in their promised land. In Deuteronomy 8, 2, and 3, Jehovah thy God have led these 40 years in the wilderness, and humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, that he might make thee to no man of not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Jehovah's just man live. See, Moses was pointing out that hard times are actually periods of inner preparation for our good to come. How many of you know that when we're going through some things, sometimes the initiation into the place of our promised land . Y'all don't hear me this morning. See, that's just an initiation into our promised land. Because we got to get ready to receive all of God's goodness. See, and Moses is pointing that out, that was in a preparation for our greater good to come. In the word where, in Deuteronomy 8 and 5, where it talks about man is chastised, son, and so does God. What does chastise really mean? It means to perfect, to correct, to make better. Those things that come in our life helps us to move into a place of perfection, into our truth. Moses described how his followers had been divinely provided for, even in their wilderness experience. In Deuteronomy 8 and 4, it says, thy raiment rocks, not old upon me, neither do thy foot swell those 40 years. What is Moses saying? Moses didn't invoke the law of preparation by describing the vast abundance that was awaiting the Hebrews once they were prepared to receive it and claim it. Moses described in detail the fertile promised land of Canaan, even while his followers were still living in the wilderness and provided with manna just one day at a time. See, Moses knew that they must mentally prepare for that promised land, even in a barren place. He described it in vivid detail in Deuteronomy 8:7. Jehovah thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land full of brooks of water, fountain springs flowing forth in valleys and hills. Waters flowing forth from brooks and springs out of the valleys and hills seemed the wonderful things to the Hebrews who were living in a dry, waterless desert. See, Moses even went further in invoking the prosperity law of preparation. Not only was there to be an abundance of water, but there was to be abundance of everything. 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 See, God really prepared, really sent us to the planet to live an abundant life. But are we prepared to receive our abundance? Now, we got to think about that. Are we really ready to live this amazing life that God has so eloquently placed us in the planet to do? Are we prepared for what we're asking for? It also says a land of wheat, barley, vines, figs, trees, pomegranates, a land of barley trees and honey, a land where thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou may dig copper. Think about that. Thou shalt not, and thou shalt eat and be full, and thou shalt be blessed by Jehovah thy God for the good land which he hath been given thee. See, it was a great step for the Hebrews to expect to go into a land where there would be no lack. This was something they had never experienced. There had been lavish abundance in Egypt, but not for them. And even though the Hebrews had been considered well-to-do in the wilderness, there had been barrenness all around them. Now, that's kind of similar to some of us right now. See, it's when we are living in the barren areas of our life that we must prepare for the good we want. See, if we do not prepare for our expanded good, then we will never receive it because we will not be able, sometimes we won't even be able to recognize it or accept it when it comes. Because the word prepare means to make ready. Get ready for the good. Become receptive to the possibilities even before there's any evidence of it in your barren wilderness experience. Therefore, see and prepare for it. This opens the way mentally for it to appear. And I want you to think about this. I remember a story that Catherine Ponder told. She said a good friend, Dr. Ernest Wilson, had told the story of a farmer who became very rich when oil was discovered on his land. He asked his wife, "Now that we are rich, honey, what would you like me to buy you?" She said, "A new milk pail," was her reply, because she had not prepared for abundance and did not even recognize when it came. If we desire more good in our life and it has not come, we may be like the farmer's wife. We may not be prepared for it. We may not even recognize when it appears. Family, it's time for us to be prepared. Begin now to make friends mentally with the good you want. I was listening to a book last night on my way to sleep by Napoleon Hill called How to Prosper in Hard Times. I had never heard of that book, and I was listening to another book, and so I decided to put that book on while I was cleaning up last night. And then the interesting thing about it, about this book, it said that we got to learn how to get married to prosperity. We got to get married to the idea of the things we desire in our life. We have to be married to it. I was like, wow. And the way they broke down a lot of the stuff in the book, the Bible verses, and it was a really interesting process. How to get married to the idea of what it is that we want in our life. We got to be married to it. And we got to get so fascinated that we can feel it in every cell in our body. Begin now to make friends with the goods you want consciously and deliberately prepare for. You must become conscious of the goods you want before you can ever experience. When you notice the good you want and deliberately appreciate it, you make mental contact with it. When you give thanks for what it is you already want, even before it shows up, when you begin drawing it to you on an invisible plane, when you have noticed it enough so that you have drawn it close enough to you on an invisible plane, it will manifest quickly. The thing you prepare for comes upon you. The thing you appreciate overtakes you. The thing you have prepared for will come into your life in avalanches of abundance. See, the preparation is make a move towards your desired good by preparing for it. Then your good will make a move toward you because the thing you desire is desiring you. Come on, y'all. Isn't that a good thought? The very essence of the thing you desire is desiring you. The word desire in the root means of the thought. Dr. Johnny Coleman described desire as God tapping at our soul, tapping at our heart, wanting to manifest more of God's self through us. In the root word, they say desire is of the Father. So the good you desire desires you. Everything you want wants you. Desire is divine. It is divinely implanted within you by the Creator as a means of propelling you into your growth and progress. The same power that gave you the desire will show you how to manifest it. Come on, y'all. Somebody don't hear me. I'm going to say that again. The same creative force, infinite intelligence, the infinite wisdom, the God of all great things, the creator of this great universe, so divinely planted inside of you the power of desire. That when you have recognized that the same desire that you have is desiring you, it is divinely implanted with you by the creator of this universe. The creator that created you, the same power that gave you life, gave you the desire, will show you how to manifest it. So all we have to do is be still and let the soul of our goals manifest. If you can mentally accept that desire and go in this direction, meaning whatever the dream that's inside your heart, and move into the direction of the dream, it's waiting to meet you at the designated spot. And when you completely prepare to receive your good, it will overtake you either in the form you expect or in a form infinitely better than you have ever dared to anticipate. Come on, Holy Spirit. Somebody ought to say amen to that. Come on, y'all. Can you imagine? Now, I already know what I expect and what I desire, but that, can you imagine that it could even be better than what you think, ask, or imagine? That God's desire to give us the glory of what we want is even bigger than we can ever think, ask, or imagine, family. Woo! It's one you. But we must prepare our consciousness for the inflow of the universal substance. Just as water or any other visible thing, substance obeys the law of nature and flows into places it's prepared, that is prepared for it. Preparation is one of the most practical factors in getting results. All prayers for results amount to nothing if preparation has not been made to receive it. What am I saying? When you want more good in your life, do something to show you expect it. Visualize it. Make a vision board, a treasure map, a dream board. Speak the words. I have the divine right to the best. I now trust my divine rights to bring me out in experiencing the best. I am beautifully and appropriately housed with the rich substance of the universe right now, God. Call forth what it is you desire. Change your expectancies and you change your life, because the things you expect come to you. Help to expand your expectancies by declaring often something of vast improvement, greater things. Get still and ask, how may I be prepared to receive your goodness in the universe, Holy Spirit? What must I do, Holy Spirit, to prepare myself for you, the greatness that I know that you have in store for me in this right now moment? Come, Holy Spirit, and direct me and lead me and guide me, Holy Spirit. Some of us get too much clutter, physically and emotionally and mentally, to receive the goodness of God. Spirit said, remove that clutter out of your heart. Remove that clutter in your closet. Remove the clutter in our minds, in our bodies. Let go of that stuff that happened in 1965 at 2 o'clock when he did and she did. Let that stuff go out of your heart, family. God got a new waiting for us. Why do you think when God told Moses at the burning bush to take his shoes off, it wasn't so much that it was the ground. He wanted Moses to take the stinking thinking, remove, and get empty. He wanted Moses to be so empty that the presence of the whole presence of God could move through Moses, because God can only do for us what he can do through us. Take your shoes off. God is calling you anew today. You're standing by the burning bush, and God is calling you to remove the what you thought you knew, even if you thought you knew was, and it had been working for you. But when you call to a new level, you got to take and let go of that old thinking. Today, one of the things to get prepared is to let go of the old ways. You see, Moses was first reminded, the Hebrews, that their hard experience had been times of inner preparation. Second, he prepared them psychologically to receive that good by describing the lavish abundance that awaited them in that promised land. Third, in the last half of Deuteronomy, Moses warned the Hebrews that all the blessings they prepared for and received taken if they became overconfident. And what does that really mean? To forget the source of their wealth. Deuteronomy 8:12-19 says, when thou has eaten and art full and has built goodly houses and dwell within, when thy herds and flocks multiply and thy silver and gold is multiplied and all thou hast is multiplied, thou shalt never forget the source of thy good, which is Jehovah thy God. And if so, we will go back into those spaces. You see, in Deuteronomy 8:18 is one of my favorite verses. I will remember Jehovah God, for it is he that gives me the power to experience wealth. It is he that gives thee the power to get wealth, family, after preparing and receiving your desired good. We got to recognize, even in the land of the promised land, that God is still our source of all our blessings. We got to remember that God is the good of all things in our life. We got to stay tuned to the presence of the God-Goddess energy that we are. We got to stay in a higher mind consciousness. That's all God, Moses, is saying to the Hebrews right there, is that we got to stay in a higher mind consciousness to continue to receive all of the goodness that God has placed in our life. God meant for us to have blessed health. Blessed health, human relationship, protection, prosperity that will come to the Hebrews and overtake them if they turned to God and recognized that God was their source and supply. It tells us that in Deuteronomy 28, blessed shall thou be in the city, blessed thou shalt be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy beast, the increase of thy cattle and the young of thy flock. Blessed shall be the basket and thy kneading trough. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in, blessed shall be when thou goest out. God will command the blessing upon thee and thy barn. Plenteous for the good and the fruit of thy body. What is Moses explaining to the people? Moses is explaining to the people that when we recognize that the truth of us is that we came to the planet to express the God energy, the Goddess energy as us in us, that when we are expressing the true presence of who we are, we shall have blessed health. We shall have blessings in our wealth. We shall have blessings in our friendship, in our relationships. But when we lower our mindset and see and believe only in lack, that's when we shall see things that is not the truth of God, not the truth of who we are, not the truth that we came to this planet to be. It's time, family, and I know it could be difficult. Especially when you're in a place of a barren land. And whatever that may look like, it may look like a disease in the body. It may look like shortness in the finances. It may look like a relationship problems. It may look like many things, family. But the key is to, even in the seemingly appearance, because it's easy to get on this prayer line and pray. And then fall back to pray to saying, "Oh girl, the president of the United States and the gas prices and all this stuff neglects our preparation for receiving all of God's goodness." It's easy to get on this prayer line and pray, and then get off and get into the presence of other people who are not understanding the truth, and get caught up in the seemingly appearances when the news tell us that blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. It's easy to get caught up in the seemingly appearances of lack. And so you have to pray your way through it. You got to affirm your way through it. Even though my bank account may seemingly appear in the minus today, God, but I'm calling forth from the bank of the universe right now, God. I'm calling it forth right now, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, I'm calling forth your finances in my life right now, God. I'm calling forth your money, such as I know that sometimes you leave out that door and your spouse may have said something to you that caused you to feel some kind of way. But today, no matter what they say, no matter what the seemingly appearance is in the relationship, I pray you bless it anyway. And I want you to see it in your mind's eye and remove the emotional response to what the person said or did out of your body. I want you to release the remembrance of lack, the remembrance of the emotional response, and claim your goodness even in your relationship. I know when the pain shows up in the body, oof, it can be difficult to call forth great health. Today, family, I want you to speak to the cells in your body. I want you to speak to every molecule in your body, every place in your body that is feeling something other than the truth that it is. I don't care. It don't matter the age. It don't matter nothing. Age don't have nothing to do with spirit, baby. Speak to those dry bones today. Call forth the greatness in every cell in your body. Call forth the greatness in your kidneys, in your lungs, in your bladder, anything that's in your body, call it forth in your heart. And prepare today to eat from the table of success. Keep your eyes on the prize, no matter what your enemies may be showing up, the enemies of lack, the enemies of low self-esteem, the enemies of I don't understand, confusion, and all the other things that may show up at the table. But what did the word say? I will prepare a feast before your enemies. What is God saying? Keep your eyes on me even in the midst of your insecurities, even in the midst of low self-esteem, even in the midst of all the things that may be happening, keep your eyes on me. Today, as you feast from the table of success in front of thy enemies, no matter what your pocketbook say, no matter what the relationship is doing, see yourself in the promised land, in a place of milk and honey, in a place of fig trees, pomegranates, running water, luscious, rich soil. Imagine yourself walking the land as the queen and the king you are. Walking in the vast abundance of God's goodness. See it in your mind's eye right now. And know that all is good. Your relationship is good. Your children's, no matter what the seemingly appearances are, no matter what track they may be on in this right now moment, we know that God is good. And we've heard testimonies. And we know if God did it for them, God can do it for us. Come on, Holy Spirit. See your children as the truth. They're growing in the land. That they're growing to be mighty in the land, and they recognize their majestic beauty, the virtuosity of their bodies and who they are in Christ in them right now, that they are the amazing, blessed spirits that they gave, that God gave to you as a gift to bring life into this world, and that nothing but good shall come to them in this right now moment. I want you to see them walking in the vast body of land of promise with you. I want you to see your love life, your marriage restored, your spouse is smiling, hugging you, kissing you, and in gratitude for the relationship and the gift of love that God has given us as a relationship. See it in your mind's eye, walking in the vast body of this promised land. Come on, Holy Spirit. And even if you don't have the seemingly appearance of a relationship right now, see it anyway in your mind's eye, in the promised land. See it in the promised land that you were promised when you came to the planet. You see, when God said, I knew you even before I planted you in the womb of your mother's belly. And I had plans. He said he got plans. God has said, I have plans of success for you. See, God needs us on the planet to manifest God as God, as God is, as the energy of God is on the planet. See, the energy of God needs us to manifest and express to us the energy and the planet that we came to be. See yourself in that promised land, walking in dominion, walking as the God and goddess that you are in this right now moment. See yourself in the vast body of this promised land, beautiful house with the rich substance of God, beautifully transported with the rich substance of God, oh, and beautifully clothed with the rich substance of God. Oh, come on, God, do your stuff this morning. Can you see yourself in the promised land? Can you see yourself with the dream that you dreamed, living the dream? Oprah said, I'm not living a dream because I am special. I'm living a dream because I was obedient to the call. What is God tapping at the very essence of your heart right now? What is God calling you to the burning bush right now, yearning to express through you right now? What is God calling your name to express through you in this right now moment? You see, there's a healing presence. It don't matter if you're in foreclosure. It don't matter if you got something showing up in your body. It doesn't matter what's going on in the seemingly appearance of your bank account. It doesn't matter what the seemingly appearances of your relationship. It don't matter what street your children may be on in the seemingly appearances. You just got to keep seeing it in your mind's eye. You got to keep being prepared for the receiving of all of God's goodness in every area of your life. You got to see it, family. My grandmother used to tell us, you got to see your way through it. I didn't know what you mean. I got to see your way through it. She was telling us then, we got to see it in our third eye, family. See in the light of our eyes and not these two eyes that we see out of. We got to see it in the inner eye. We got to learn how to see with spiritual 2020 vision, family. Today, I want you to put on your 2020 vision spiritual goggles today. I want you to put on your eyeglasses with the spiritual vision and see through the eyes of God today, family. I want you to see through the eyes of God. When you look in the mirror, I want you to see through the eyes of God, Goddess. When you look at your children, see through the eyes of God, Goddess. When you look at yourself, see through the eyes of God, Goddess. When you look at your coworkers, your boss, wherever you go today, I want you to see in the eyes of God today. That's my message. We got to be prepared, family. And in the preparation, part of that is seeing in the spiritual eye the goodness of God receiving it. When it tries to show up something different, then you got to affirm it. You got to be like Jacob. And you got to say to that angel, I will not stop until they bless me. I don't care what it looks like. Sometimes Britton walk up to me and say things or will do things. I say, I will not stop, angel, until thou bless me. I call forth the goodness. Sometimes I may look and act crazy. I had to call forth the blessing in myself. One day, just the other day, I was sitting and I just was in a mood. And I was saying something and I saw myself. I had to laugh. I had to call forth the greatness in my own self. I'm so grateful he loved me, Britton loved me, because I was getting on my own nerves. I had to stop. And I had to pray over myself, family. Sometimes you got to stop and pray for yourself. You got to call forth that greatness. You got to see it even before it appears, family. See yourself in that promised land today, whatever that may look like. Star 6, if you have any questions, comments, because if you're on a promised land line. And if you're on the Blog Talk Radio, just hit the one that is the one, and let me know you got a question, comment, or concern, family. You got to see yourself there. You got to call it forth. Some of us are looking for marriage. Some of us are in marriages looking to restore those marriages. Some of us are looking to bring forth a different financial picture. Some of us are about to move into retirement space and we want to create something different. Some of us are in many different places on this line. Some of us are just starting out. Some of us are just trying to figure it out. But let me tell you, it's already figured out. You got to get out your own way today. You got to let go of that stuff that gets caught up in our mind that we remember, that we've seen too much of. It's easy to get into a default language of lack. It's easy to get into a place of seeing lack when you haven't created a true abundance yet in the physical planet. Today, family, we got to get our minds prepared. We have to do the exercise, our mind in the places of abundance. Because prosperity, money, life, all of it is an inner game. Being in this, going to these different experiences with these people that's making all this money and doing all the things they're doing. The one thing that consistent is they talk about their wilderness experience. When they had nothing and barely could make it and couldn't see their way through. The one thing that's consistent with all of them, no matter how much money they make, is that they say it's the inner game. Saying if it's the inner game, God, what more inner work do I need to do? Come on, Holy Spirit. Because our life is a demonstration of our belief system. Well, God, where am I still believing in things that I don't want in no more in my life? Show me, reveal it to me, God. so I can move out of that space, so I don't have to be here anymore? Where am I believing in this experience, in this love relationship? Where am I experiencing this in my body? Where am I experiencing this in my finances? Show me, God. Reveal to me how to move to that place that I so desire by removing that image that is graven in my mind of lack. Today, family, we got to get into practice of seeing the goodness of God in every area of our life. We got to see through the eyes of God. No matter when that stuff comes up, when we feel not good enough, that's when we got to pray harder. When insecurities come up, that's when we got to pray harder over ourselves, because everything outside ourselves is a reflection of our inner. And if we're living in the desert of life, family, if there's a desert anywhere in our life, it's reflecting from our belief system. Yeah, we could talk a good game, but your life demonstrates your belief. Are you going to a job you hate every day? Are you in a relationship that's not showing up the way you want? Your children, your money, what's going on? It's your body. It is a sum total of your belief system, and it's easy to talk it. Now we got to do the work. It's time to do the work, family. All right. I want to remind you today, family, that your life truly is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you today, family, to live in love. Love is a choice. To live love, love is a choice today, family. And so as you move through the day today, remember to not just dream, but live your God-sized dream, family. We got to live it. We got to own it. We got to be it. The space that I'm in right now, even growing through my own place, I've been asking God to reveal to me those spaces, and I tell you, it is more than a notion to recognize your own stuff. It is more than a notion to recognize what's going on in your own self, to release yourself from the places that you no longer want no more. See, I'm committed to the commitment, family. I'm committed to the commitment of change. But whew, when I made that commitment, stuff is coming up that I didn't even remember. I'm on my way to sleep last night listening to this book. Tossing and turning. Couldn't sleep. Tossing and turning. Couldn't sleep. So I cut on, I don't know, Summer Madness came to mind, so I just put on a little music just to relax my mind. And all of a sudden, I start to remember some stuff that happened in my teenage years. And I had to go to my inner child, inner teenager self, and start to speak to her, to remind her that she was good enough. Because things started to remind me in my mental picture of when I was a teenager. Now, I went to the little girl when I was a little girl. I told y'all when I was in the house, looking into the house, that, not being seen, not being important, and all the stuff I saw. Then I saw myself as a teenager. I done grew up now, family. I done grew up to the teenage. Now I got to hear that little girl when she was a teenager. And I'll tell you more about it later, because I know we had to probably the top of the 14 after the top of the hour. But I tell you, stuff is going to come up that you think that you healed. Baby, I had to go through some crying last night and heal that teenage little girl that I didn't even realize was still holding on to that stuff. But God, I ask you to reveal to me, and God is doing it. Be ready. You got to be prepared. I tell you, when you start asking God to show you yourself in the midst of your healing, whew. But I'm going to tell you this, you will win, family. And so I remind you today again, your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Heal up all that stuff and you'll win. This is a motivation call, You Will Win. Then we're going to hear Soul Holiday by Sounds of Blackness.
I'm not coach right now. I'm your conscience. You're in a fight between will and skill. I say will first because that's where you are. You locked and loaded with skill. You practicing every day. You putting in your work. You buying everything. You making an investment. You living your dream. You walking like your dream. You surrounding yourself around your dream. You got mentors every day. You putting your work in. You got your skill. Now it's a test of your will. It's a mindset thing you in right now. It's a mindset thing. Because your challenge ain't moving. Your mountain is not moving. You don't feel like you're making any progress. You're not physically moving when you see everything else around you and other people around you moving. You're not making progress. You're in the test of your will right now. Because life says it has a little more test for you. It's no different because we've messed up, because you fell off the wagon. You've been on alcohol and drugs, and you gave up on life, and you dropped out, or you've been to jail one time, two times, three times, and you really want your dream to happen, and you're putting in your work, and nothing's happening yet.
Every transformation always gets worse before it gets better. It's supposed to be that way. When you embark this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. But when it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than you've ever been.
The action of making progress is progress. The push itself, the fight, you get up and swing and miss, that's progress. You get up and you run at what you want with everything you got and you miss, that's progress. The effort of making the attempt is progress. It must happen. It can't do anything but move. You can do anything but make progress. You're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're doing everything right. You're tired, you're exhausted, and ain't nothing happening yet. That word is what you're waiting for. Yet. Because I promise you, if you keep pushing, if you keep giving me all your effort, it will happen.
You have to be equipped mentally to endure this process. Knowing what you're about to go into is step one. Knowing it's an uphill battle, but a winnable one and one that's achievable. And at the end of this race, guys, you're going to be more capable. The first step, guys, is knowing it's a tough road.
As soon as you decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road and click the heels of your mind and set your affections on things that are above, you could have been free years ago. All jealousy, all pettiness, all unforgiveness, all strife, all malice, all confusion, all blaming other people for your mistake. You got till midnight to get rid of every poison that's hindering you, every inflexibility that's stopping you from what God is about to pour into your life. Woe be unto you if you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now. You better step into this moment.
Oof. Have a good day. Sounds of Blackness. Soul Holiday, family.
Thank you.
All right, so Holiday family, that was the sound of blackness right here on The Love Journey. Yes, you tuned in to The Love Journey. I'm going to play one more song. I just got to play this again. Be mine for Christmas, Kim. Can you be mine for Christmas, family? Will you be mine? Come on, y'all. Y'all don't know nothing about this, do you?
We can go outside and play in the snow. I can make a little fire, we can break it down like Eskimos. Simply stated, there's no place I'd rather be. It's Christmas time for you and me, girl. Spread love, peace, and joy throughout the world. While every little boy's trying to find something for his favorite girl. Yes, baby, your Santa Claus is on his way. He'll be keeping you satisfied Christmas Day. What can I do to make your dreams come true? For Christmas.
For Christmas,
what can I bring to make your heart sing so you'll be mine for Christmas? Have a Merry Christmas, babe. Hey, girl.
There'll be jingle bells for you and me. We'll snuggle by the Christmas tree. A celebration of green and gold. We'll sing along to Nat King Cole. Good tidings to all and to all good cheer. I just want to know my baby's here. Keeping me warm all through the night, yeah. I've got an angel by my side. What can I do to make your dreams come true for Christmas? What can I bring to make your heart sing tonight so you will be
anything?
All I want is the joy you bring.
I'll give you my heart wrapped up in a bow. La 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 la, all the way we go, girl. It's Christmas when I'm loving you. Yeah.
What can I do,
hey,
to make your dreams come true for Christmas?
Be mine for Christmas. What can I bring you, girl?
Oh.
I want to make your dreams come true so you'll be mine.
I want to be yours.
Will you be mine, baby?
Yes, be mine.
Oh, for Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas, girl.
You think you're bad, don't you? I know you do.
You said anything?
Girl, I'd give you anything.
Be mine.
Okay, y'all know I'm on the road. I'm going to stop. But I want to remind you to have a great, phenomenal, amazing day. Remember, you are all that God is. God is all that you are. You are. You are, family. And remember, it's all that. It's all about love. It really is all about love. That's why I love this season, not because it's about Santa Claus or any of that stuff, but it's about, it always felt like love. It always felt like a spirit of love in the air, receiving and giving, people laughing and cheering and People give, people receive, the food, the breaking bread. I love, love, love Christmas. I do. I'm such a big kid at Christmas time because I love love and I love the energy that is transmuted and permeated in the air. Family, have a great day. Have a great, great day. Make it a great day. May it be filled with love, joy, laughter, cheers, happiness, lots of money. I pray this is a good day. I see you in the morning on Wednesday. Whew.